Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Okay, so you know how sometimes you hear a story behind something totally like every day and it just flips how you see it?
Yeah, completely. Like finding a hidden layer.
Well, today we're diving into one of those. It's about the rumored origin of a really famous icon.
Mm-hmm. We looked into some accounts discussing these fictional narratives,
yeah.
Online chatter, stuff like that.
Exactly. And they hint at something way more complex than just, you know, a cute character design.
Definitely not the official story, that's for sure.
So our mission basically is to pull out the most, I guess, compelling and honestly maybe unsettling bits of this story, how this image might have started.
Right. Peeling back the layers on something everyone thinks they know. See what might be underneath.
Okay, let's get into it then. The story, as it's told, starts in 1954. Place called Komagome in Japan.
Mm-hmm. And it centers on a young girl, Hana.
Yeah, Hana. And she's not just sick. She's suffering from this really rare illness. It's described as just draining the life out of her.
And the doctors, well, they did everything they could. They were basically out of options.
Nothing more they could do. Imagine that feeling for the parents.
Total despair, right?
Yeah.
Watching your child just fade. Helplessness.
So it's right in the middle of this really bleak time, supposedly on a stormy night. Things get weird.
Okay.
An old woman just appears at their door, and she offers Hana's mother a cure.
A cure?
Just like that. Just like that. But, and here's the twist. There's a condition.
There's always a catch, isn't there?
Total silence. Yeah. Absolute secrecy about the whole thing.
Wow. Okay. A secret cure. That immediately sets off alarm bells, you know.
Mm.
What kind of fix needs that level of secrecy?
See, exactly. And the old woman, she leaves something behind, a doll.
Oh, doll.
Yeah, and it's wrapped in what's called sacred cloth.
Ah,
that feels important.
Sacred cloth.
Yeah.
Adds another layer of mystery.
And the promise was simple. By morning, Hana would be healed.
Oops, healed.
Really
for night.
And the story goes, the next day, Hana wakes up, and she's not just better. She's completely healthy.
Completely. Like, full recovery.
Full of life, vibrant, like she was never sick. Looks like a miracle, right?
It really does. A sudden, total turnaround. Amazing. But I have a feeling that's not the end of it.
Yeah, you're right. Because this is where things take a really unsettling turn.
Okay.
In the weeks after Hana's recovery, this weird pattern starts. Neighbors, classmates, even some of Hana's own relatives, they start getting sick.
Sick? How?
Just weakening their energy, their vitality. It's like it's just draining away.
Oh, wow. Okay. So Hana gets better.
Drives, even.
Well, everyone else around her starts to decline. That's quite a contrast.
It is, isn't it? It almost feels like some kind of, I don't know, balance thing. Like her gain is their loss.
The transfer.
Yeah.
That's a deeply uncomfortable thought.
And through all of this, remember that doll?
The one the old woman left.
Yeah. It stays right there.
Yeah.
By Hana's bedside, just there. Watching.
Always watching. That detail really creeps me out. The silent observer.
You can't help but feel it's important, its constant presence during the recovery and this wave of sickness.
It becomes this focal point, doesn't it? Like a witness or maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe something more involved.
Well, this is where the accounts we looked at bring in these older beliefs, almost like ancient records.
Okay. What do they suggest?
They suggest the doll wasn't just a toy. It was something else. It was believed to be a seal.
A seal, like to keep something contained.
Exactly, a kind of prison.
A prison for what? That's the $1 million question.
Well, the narrative suggests it held an entity, something that sustained itself by feeding on life force, on souls.
Okay, hang on. So the doll is a prison for a soul-eating entity.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannah gets miraculously better right when people around her start mysteriously weakening.
You see where this is going? The implication is pretty dark. Suddenly, it doesn't look like a coincidence anymore.
No. It suggests the cure wasn't healing. Okay. It was. Like we said, maybe a transfer. The entity got what it needed from others, and Hannah benefited, maybe without even knowing.
Which is horrifying in itself. And then there's another layer. As Hannah gets older, she starts drawing.
Drawing what?
The doll. Over and over.
Oh, okay.
And the story frames this as her, like, unknowingly recreating the symbols of that original seal.
Wait, the symbols? What symbols are we talking about?
Think about the iconic look, the lack of a mouth.
Right, the mouthless face.
Those fixed, kind of vacant eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And the bow, always the bow.
So within this story, those aren't just design choices. They're part of the seal she's recreating.
Hmm.
Without realizing it.
That's the idea presented, yeah. Components mm-hmm. of something much older, much darker.
Wow, okay.
And that, according to this telling, is how the name comes about. Her drawings, this whole project, it becomes known as Hello Kitty.
So the name itself, Hello Kitty,
yeah,
originates from these drawings recreating the seal.
In this narrative, yes. So this incredibly famous, beloved figure might, in this fictional origin, be a sort of visual echo of this really terrifying event, a constant reminder of an entity that feeds on life.
Mm.
Yeah, it definitely makes you look at it differently.
Completely differently. The power of symbols, right? Something so sweet, so innocent on the surface.
Could have roots in something truly sinister, according to this legend.
Mm.
It makes you wonder about other things, doesn't it? What other hitting stories are out there?
And if you think about the interpretation, I mean, taking the story as it is, Hannah's recovery isn't a miracle.
No, it's a consequence.
A direct consequence of this. Entity needing energy. And the cost was paid by others. It raises huge questions about, you know, the price of power, these hidden exchanges.
It really does have that feeling of the unexplained, you know? Like, was it just a horrible coincidence? Hannah gets better, others get sick, dolls nearby.
Or was the doll the catalyst, the conductor for this life-draining thing? It's hard not to see a link in the story.
Like something out of the X-Files, almost? Mulder and Scully would have a field day?
Totally. And think about this. If the doll was a seal and Hannah unknowingly kept recreating its symbols,
yeah.
What does that suggest about the image itself? The Hello Kitty image we see everywhere. Could the symbol still carry some kind of echo, some resonance?
Okay, so let's just sort of recap the really unsettling parts here. We've got the girl's miracle cure.
Immediately followed by widespread unexplained illness.
All connected to this mysterious doll.
Believed to be a prison for a life force consuming entity.
And then the girl's innocent drawings unknowingly perpetuate the symbols of this dark force.
The transformation in the narrative is just stark. Hope turns into potential horror, a beloved icon potentially carrying this really sinister fictional history.
Which I guess brings us to one last pretty uncomfortable thought to leave people with.
Okay.
If we entertain this fictional origin, this whole idea of a seal, an entity tied to this image, could there still be some kind of echo? A lingering presence maybe connected to the Hello Kitty image that's just everywhere today?
It definitely makes you pause, doesn't it?
Mm.
Look at that simple mouthless face and just wonder, maybe feel a little uneasy.
Yeah, just a little bit uneasy.